All right, so.
All right, what happened?
Let us explain why we have Scott Docterman coming up next. And will Scott Docterman be as feisty as our previous two guests? We'll know in a moment. But he wrote he had a mailbag column.
No, it wasn't even a mailbag. He was like asking questions to himself.
Okay. Jeez.
No, it's not a mailbag. It wasn't. Did I miss a column? I just wanted to make sure.
You are starting all this thing. You didn't have to be so aggressive.
It wasn't a mailbag. He was asking, it was Iowa football fact or myth, right? That one?
Yeah.
He was just, it wasn't a mailbag. Now I made John mad.
You're in timeout.
Everyone's mad. I'm going to guarantee you something real quick. Before we finish, we're going to say that this was a good show. I promise you. We're going to say this was a good show and that we had a great time.
Highly unlikely.
We had a great time.
Anyway, the question was, is Iowa the Big Ten West favorite?
Okay.
And he wrote, by default, the preseason Big Ten West conversation regularly turns into an Iowa versus Wisconsin debate. Spot the lie, no lie detected. The Hawkeyes won decisively last fall, 24-10 with a dominant defense, but the Badgers did the same 27-7 in 2021. Iowa returns much of its elite-level defense and plays only Penn State among East Division heavyweights. Wisconsin revamped its offensive approach to an air raid under new coach Luke Fickell and added three new quarterbacks and four receivers. Wisconsin faces Ohio State at home along with the Hawkeyes.
So that's why people are mad? That's a normal paragraph.
Don't get me mad.
I already
because
did.
I am the master of mad.
I can't wait for your broadcast.
All y'all, you Mitch Holtises, Steve Sipples, you're amateurs compared to me.
He's the mad star.
I am the mad man. Anyway, second paragraph.
Mad Max.
This is what triggered the folks.
Okay.
Considering Purdue and Illinois have lost major pieces and Nebraska is starting from scratch. Bah, bah, bah. I wish we had that drop.
We do.
It appears Iowa, Wisconsin, and perhaps Minnesota are the preseason favorites. To pick one that stands out, yes, Iowa is the one. Can the Hawkeyes actually challenge the East Division champion in Indianapolis? That's a question for a different day. So that's what he wrote. But that was the line, Nebraska is starting from scratch. To which,
must have gotten deleted, Nick.
Friend of the program, who tweets us often, Jim in Minnesota, replied, I'd like to know why you think Nebraska is starting from scratch. To which Scott replied, new coach, new system, ton of new players. Not saying it can't happen, but it's not like Nebraska was even in Wisconsin territory with 7 wins last year. To which Jim replied, Nebraska led Wisconsin for the entire game, save for 22 seconds last year. Wisconsin lost to Iowa badly. Nebraska beat Iowa. If Wisconsin isn't getting penalized for a new coach and drastically new system, why is Nebraska? I'm not saying Nebraska will win the West, but starting from scratch, yeah, that's a stretch.
See, it's funny because I would actually say I am totally fine with not including Wisconsin for the reasons mentioned that they are also starting, I don't know if we want to say from scratch, but a new offensive system. I mean, certainly that is going to be a negative, but I would also add that like Nebraska is not in the Big Ten race too. And then finally, so okay, maybe here's where I am where I disagree with people. Yes, they did lead Wisconsin for all but whatever, 22 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And to Sipple's point, yes, they have lost a lot of close games. But those games happen in a vacuum. You mm-hmm. are, in my opinion, what you are over the course of a whole season
mm-hmm.
or multiple seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You just mentioned, what did DePaul do? DePaul beat Xavier.
They beat Xavier a week ago and then lost to Georgetown last night.
How does that make sense? Well, because it's sports.
Because it's sports.
Over the course of the season, DePaul will turn into whatever they are, and that will be what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Not what they are at their highest or what they are at their lowest. Nebraska football.
Which may have happened within 8 days of each other.
Yeah, exactly. Nebraska football, in my opinion, is not beating Iowa. It's not losing by 30, whatever, to Michigan. It's the course of the season. And the course of the season is 4 wins, 3 wins, 3 wins, 5 wins, 4 wins, 4 wins.
And
that's what they are.
That is fine logic.
And that's how I've approached it.
That is fine, so fine logic. And I would also say, I would also add this. I would probably throw out a lot of last year in terms of the results, especially from a Nebraska standpoint
yeah.
and a Wisconsin standpoint, because the teams will be, whether you want to call it starting from scratch, they will be changed significantly.
Yeah. Look, Wisconsin is going away from an offense that has,
that's been their bread and butter for 35 years.
Look, you can say it has a lower ceiling than it should, and that's totally fine. I'll agree with you, but that's what they've been recruiting and coaching to. We saw quite the change from 03 to 04.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if this is going to be as radical as what that was.
You could argue it might be.
It will certainly be radical, though, and they will have new starters, and the linemen have been recruited to play in one scheme, and now they're going to have to play in another scheme. You know,
they're bringing in three transfer quarterbacks. You know, and there's a lot of mystery there.
Nebraska's starting from scratch. Brand new head coach. Every coach is new except for Donovan Raiola.
Mm-hmm.
You and I disagree. I think they'll have a new starting quarterback. The receiver room, let's see what that is. The offensive line room is going to have new starters. Maybe not the running back room. The defensive line, ugh. Linebackers, ugh. You know, there's a lot of questions.
There are a lot of questions.
Why is that so?
Well, anyway, that's what inspired the poll question, what inspired us to get Scott Docterman on the program today.
Okay.
So now you're caught up. You feel better educated?
Yeah, I think so. I just don't know why everyone's so mad.
Well, and that's a great, and that,
like,
was something, something Scott pointed out in a later tweet. He said, why is starting from scratch or rebuilding, why is that a bad term, or why does that have to be a negative?
Because look, and I say this as someone, again, who thinks that they will make a bowl game, but this is the type of attitude that if you're like, we're not rebuilding or reloading or any, if you're trying to define these terms, it's like you're not watching what the team is.
Mm. And the reason why this exercise is interesting, maybe even important, is it indicates what you expect from them at the end of the season, in my opinion. Because if you think that this is reloading, A, you're wrong. But if you do think it's reloading, that's implying that you already had a working gun to reload to start with.
Yeah, somebody pointed out earlier, and
Nebraska has not had a working gun for 6 years.
Maybe it's like a musket.
I apologize for not giving this person credit, but you know who Northwestern's lone win was last year?
Nebraska.
So it's like, you know, I think Husker follower just put it well. This is about Sipley. He says, I just don't think he is calibrated yet to this being a bad program. He said 8 wins last offseason. And, like, I think we all have struggled with what is true about this team. And we look at them in vacuums and say, well, they keep losing all these close games, so they are. No, they're not close to being 8 wins. They're close to 6 wins or 5 wins.
Right.
They're not close to being a division contender.
Right. Just because you can't lose 6 close games and say, well, we were close to being 6-0. I mean, you could, but in reality, you're
not. That's not how it works.
Because you lost those 6 times.
Yeah.
And there was a reason why you lost those 6 times.
Yeah. Wow, I thought that this was going to be a nice, calm offseason, and today was a bucket of cold water on an icy day.
Well, let's find out if Scott Docterman is just as triggered as everyone else today.
All right, let's do it.
I'm going to bet no, because he seems like a level-headed
dude. I don't even
want
to argue with Scott. I have some normal questions for him.
He seems like a level-headed dude.
Cool.
Well, this is one thing you should get passionate about, and that is your family's safety. And with heat exchangers in gas furnaces that go bad, which they do over time, that can allow carbon monoxide to escape into your home's air. That is very, 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 very bad. So if it's been a while, if it's been more than a year since your furnace was inspected, please contact the good people, the non-triggered folks at McCarthy's 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. They have over 100 years of experience in their service department, and they value your time, which is why they're always on time or you don't pay a dime. And right now, through the month of February, McCarthy's 1 Hour will offer, with each maintenance inspection, half off on all carbon monoxide detectors. So you get the furnace inspected to make sure it is performing safely and efficiently, plus you can get half off a carbon monoxide detector so that you know that you will stay safe this winter. Please don't be a statistic. Contact McCarthy's today. McCarthy's1hour.com. For McCarthy's 1 Hour Heating and Air, always on time or you don't pay a dime.